This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We want you to be part of the conversation at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And right out of the gate, we ask the question, winners and losers from the NBA trade deadline. Did your team do what you wanted it to do? Is it set up properly, or do you feel like, man, we just did the dumbest thing we've ever done? You let us know what you think about it. But, Bart, you know, we always have the winners and losers when it comes to trade deadlines and free agency. We always break it down this way. But besides winners and losers, I think there's also that one, like, surprise. And that was that Kyle Lowry didn't go anywhere.
Yes.
That he ended up staying with Toronto.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? He was the He was the name that we thought was the linchpin to a lot of teams and their championship aspirations. We thought maybe him to Philly. We thought maybe him to the Heat. We heard late that the Lakers were getting involved in it. We heard also that the Clippers were going to be active. And then you see Rondo go to the Clippers. Like, whoa, 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 whoa! What happened? I thought that was Kyle Lowry's spot, right? Going back and putting the band back together, going with Kawhi Leonard, going with Serge Ibaka, and with a team that has, you know, championship aspirations. Meanwhile, he's on a team that's outside of the top 10 right now, trying to get in. And it was really surprising. And maybe at this point in his career, the only thing I can believe is that Lowry loves playing for Toronto, and he really was not as interested in winning a championship or playing for a championship than we may have anticipated, because he doesn't want to maybe uproot his family and go and try something new and pretty much be a rental. He wanted to go somewhere where he maybe can be a long-term solution. But at 35, I don't understand. Maybe he don't like his family like me in Philadelphia. Like, you know, I didn't want to go back to Detroit because I didn't want to be bugged every day by my family bugging me for stuff and people from my old high school telling me to come talk to them badass kids. You know what I mean? So I didn't go back to Michigan for that point. Maybe he didn't go to Philly because of the same.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? But I also, my theory is that Masai Ujiri, the GM for the Toronto Raptors, might have been sort of creating this illusion that, you know, they're ready to move on from Kyle Lowry.
Stuff.
If maybe it's like, you know what, let's see. And he and Lowry are very close. So maybe it was one of those deals that it's like, hey, you can get a lot from me. We don't want to trade you. We want to re-sign you. Yeah, but I can always re-sign. You should see what you can get for me anyway. And I'll just go play where, you know, wherever and come back. Okay, let's see what happens. And they create the illusion that we want to trade you. Sort of the Aroldis Chapman kind of deal,
yeah,
like the Yankees did. Send him the Cubs. The Cubs felt like they needed the closer. Well, what are they going to give you? We'll give you this top prospect named Gleyber Torres. Sure,
exactly.
We'll take him. And then when Aroldis becomes a free agent, we'll sign him right back again. And so maybe that's sort of the deal. And so they set a high price. No one would meet it. And so, okay, worst case scenario is he stays in the family and you keep him here. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted this a couple hours ago. Final tally on the NBA trade deadline day, 16 trades, 23 teams, 46 players, most ever in each category in the past 35 years on deadline day. It was busy, Bart, but it wasn't.
It's a bunch of base hits. A bunch of base hits.
Base hits, right? I mean,
and strikeouts.
You know, Nikola Vucevic, the all-star, was the one all-star that moved, at least current all-star, that moved, goes to Chicago, and there's a lot of excitement in Chicago about it, adding him and putting him now with another all-star in Zach LaVine. But other than that, I mean, Evan Fournier to the Celtics, meh.
Blah.
Aaron Gordon to the Nuggets, I'm curious to see it.
Yeah.
Norman Powell to the Trailblazers, nice addition, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised he went there because we thought that he was also a linchpin. Maybe he can be that wing defender for, you know, to help out the Brooklyn Nets. Maybe he can be the wing defender to help the Lakers out. And he goes to Portland.
They got a nice player in Gary Trent Jr. in return, who they can now spend some time with and see if they want to re-sign him. George Hill to the Sixers?
Blech.
Wow. Strong. And then Rajon Rondo to the Clippers.
Boom or bust.
Yeah, like,
that's right.
It's either going to be toxic in that locker room or he's going to help them and give them what they need, which is some leadership and direction. And then, of course, Bart, there's Lou Williams to the Hawks.
Sweet Lou.
I'm sorry.
Sweet Lou's. Lemon pepper wings.
Honey, lemon pepper, barbecue.
Oh, you just created honey lemon pepper.
Yeah, I went honey for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would think honey when I was thinking of Magic
City. Now, we were talking about this earlier. We were talking about, you know, the wings come wet and dry at the same time. Comes with a lemon pepper dry rub.
Crazy.
Then they put the marinade over it. So now you got a dry. Yeah, so now you got a wet dry all at the same time. Sweet Lou's wet dry lemon pepper wings.
You do have
got a nice wing to it, man. Nice ring to it.
It has a nice ring to it. There's no doubt about it. And then another trade is Victor Oladipo. This happened right before the deadline. Victor Oladipo goes to the Miami Heat, which was, you know, that was a rumored destination for him. That was third team of the season. Indiana had traded him to Houston. Houston tried to in the James Harden three-team deal. Then the Rockets were hoping to sign Oladipo to an extension. He's going to be a free agent this summer. And he declined it. So now, all right, well, you're not staying here. We're going to see if we can flip you now and at least get something for you. Did they? That really wasn't much of a trade. And so Victor Oladipo to Miami was relatively cheap. And yet, you wonder, a player who was an all-star, who can average 20 a game for you, who can score, who you would think was a bit of a commodity. Teams were checking in on him. So I think the question is, and Woj answered this for us this morning, is why was it so, let me rephrase that. Why did it cost so little for the Heat to acquire a player who could be such an impactful player for them in their playoff push? Here's what Woj said.
Well, you know, certainly the Victor Oladipo acquisition, Bielitsa from the Kings, who certainly will help this Miami team. And for Miami, listen, there's been a long mutual interest with Victor Oladipo, and he's spent a lot of time in Miami, and I think privately this was a place he wanted to land. And now with an expiring contract, with a significant injury in his recent past, and a player who has not been as efficient as he had been, he has not been as available because of injury in the last couple of years, now Miami gets to get a real close look at him for the rest of this season and decide if they want to move forward with him and at what price. And a player now who's got a lot to prove and a chance to do it, certainly in one of the best organizations in the league and a team in Miami that with the pieces now they have together, you know, is still going to be a tough out in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
So the Rockets in return, they got Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, and the right to swap first round picks.
Yeah.
It's the Nets pick, by the way, you could swap with in 2022.
Okay.
That's not really a lot of value when you consider, you know, two firsts went for Vucevic. Now, I know Vucevic isn't injured. Right. You know, the Bulls gave up the two firsts, but still, like, you thought Oladipo might be able to fetch you more. It didn't. And now, all told from the James Harden deal, when you think about it.
What's the grand total?
The James Harden trade, which was done early in the season, has resulted in four first-round picks for the Rockets, five first-round pick swaps. They just got 20 games out of Victor Oladipo, and they got Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, Dante Exum, and Rodion Skurux, who then was later traded with P.J. Tucker to Milwaukee, and then you get back D.J. Wilson, D.J. Augustin, and some seconds. So that's what you got. Was it enough?
It's just a blah market. You know, we'll see, right? It's funny how he said, Oladipo spends a lot of time down here. He's trying to come out with his debut album, probably featuring Trina. You know what I mean? Wakanda for Life, got to be Wakanda for Life. I don't know, you know, what he's doing there, but we knew the type of market that he wanted to be in. And Miami definitely fits that bill. So he has the opportunity to go play with Jimmy Buckets. It's probably going to be the best team personnel-wise that he's ever been on. You know, you got a team that was in the finals. It's a blessing to be able to have opportunity to link up with those guys. And maybe he can hold his own. We'll see. I mean, think about that backccourt. Maybe take a little pressure off of Jimmy Buck. Because I don't know at this point if he really can create his own shot. And I think the hesitancy is about the fact that we don't know how that quad is. Because he's coming off of that injury. And he doesn't look quite the same. And the thing is, we don't know if he just doesn't look the same because he's still healing. And he has to have another offseason of building it back up. Or he's starting to become diminishing goods, meaning that he's starting to deteriorate before our eyes. You know, only next year can we kind of figure that out whenever somebody comes from an injury. It's hard to kind of assess them the first year. It's easier to assess them the second year as he should go into a full offseason, trusting his leg and being able to build it and push it to the limits.
Yeah, and it's something, obviously, for Miami, they at least get him into their culture, as they like to say, and then see, you know, because he is a hardworking player. He is certainly a guy that does pride himself on defense as well. And if you get him into that culture down there, and you see if it starts to – if he really assimilates himself with it.
Oh, the basketball culture. Okay, I thought you was talking about the other culture. Okay.
Yeah, there's, of course. There's, of course, that too in South Beach, no doubt. Meanwhile, the Heat are also looking to add LaMarcus Aldridge, who was bought out from the Spurs on Thursday. And so he will be looking for a new team, and the Heat sound like a place that he wants to go. The New York Knicks didn't do anything. So while the Bulls, they did something small.
Terrence Ferguson.
Yeah, they moved.
I can't wait to see him.
Rivers. They moved Austin Rivers. Oh. But it is interesting to see that. So the Bulls make that move, very aggressive move, to get Vucevic, and yet the Knicks did nothing. They're all in the same place right now in the standings, and that, of course, is what you're looking at. The Knicks winning last night, a comeback win over the Wizards. And so they move within a hundredth of a point. Of a percentage point. It's basically like a virtual tie for fourth with the Charlotte Hornets, fourth in the
East. They're going in opposite direction, we anticipate.
The Hornets, because of LaMelo. Yeah.
No LaMelo.
And you got the Atlanta Hawks, who have been absolutely on fire. They add Lou Williams now off that'll be off their bench. They're a 500 team. They are in sixth. Miami is a game under 500. They lost last night. So they're 22-23 in seventh. The Celtics, who are a mess, and they got Evan Fournier, and is that really going to make a difference? Danny Ainge says, it'll give us a jolt. Will it? So they're 21-23 at eighth. The Pacers are 20-23 in ninth. And then there's the Bulls at 19-24 in tenth. But adding now Vucevic to Zach LaVine, everybody's going to be watching now to see if that has like an instant connection that can help move them. But all you want to be is in at least the 7-10 at this point in the East. So some of the moves that were made, the impact they'll have, we'll keep an eye on certainly the buyout market as the teams that really are capped out but yet established, they're opening up roster spots so they can add some extra players. LaMarcus Aldridge, though, seems like he's going to be headed to Miami. Andre Drummond is still out there to be bought out, to be available to someone who might want to pick him up. And a guy I thought was getting bought out was J.J. Redick. He ended up getting traded to Dallas.
How weird is that, man? I have no idea what that fit is. And it seems like if you wanted to do us right by J.J. Redick, you don't send him to Dallas. I mean, where does that fit even
work? Well, they wanted to get something in return instead of just buying the guy out. So for the Pelicans, it was about business. And it's that's the bottom line. So that's what's happening there on the NBA front. We'll get back into the NBA conversation. Also, we want your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, which we will grab and will make clearly part of the conversation today, as we always do. But also today is a big day in the NFL, well, at least for teams that are looking for a quarterback, especially one in New York that has the number two pick, Bart. And today is Zach Wilson's pro day. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, Bart and Hahn. I already said all the other stuff, right? Presented by Progressive Insurance?
Yeah, just close.
I know I did. But let's make this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, Zach Wilson having his pro day today in Provo, Utah, at BYU. And we're going to have Matt Miller on a little bit later on. He's there, and he'll tell us everything he's expecting to see.
Oh, the ball just popped off his hands.
You love
pro
days.
He looks so stern. Look at his sternum. He threw out his shirt on, man. I swear to God, it looks like he's preparing for the IBF championship, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic.
Well, listen, he is on everybody's mock draft, the guy who's going to go number two in the draft. The question is, who's going to take him? Would it be the Jets or anyone else? How about this take from our good friend, Chris Mortensen? Mort has been on our show several times. We love having him on. And this was a very interesting way he put it when it comes to Zach Wilson and what today means to him when it comes to the Jets picking at number two.
I've always framed it, and this goes back for more than a month, that this is Zach Wilson's job to lose, even though he hasn't been drafted by the Jets yet. In his pro day workout, March 26th, I think can seal the deal or open up this trade possibility here at number two for the Jets. Zach Wilson is somebody that Joe Douglas, the general manager, really loves on tape.
His job to lose, Bart? What does he mean by that?
How do you, first of all, he's already the starter. Like, I understand the number two pick warrants that, but, guys don't come in as a starter, job to lose. We saw Herbert last year who came in and lit the league on fire. He didn't get the job initially. You saw Joe Burrow, he got it initially. He's the number one pick. I just say, man, I feel like we gassing this kid up too much. We don't know much about him. How can you mess up a damn pro day? You've been practicing for this for – if you mess up a pro day, like, this is a serious issue. Because pro day, you studying and running these routes after your workouts with the same guys every single day, or at least twice a week. You're going through your whole script about, okay, when they come in for pro day, this is what we're doing. You know exactly where they're going to be. It's no defenders. Nobody's going anywhere. So it's crazy. So, like, I feel like certain guys are anointing this guy. Some people are keeping it in perspective, saying, hey, this guy's okay, but I'm not giving him that type of opportunity. I'm not passing up on Sam Darnold for Zach Wilson, because guess what? Zach Wilson was Sam Darnold 3 years ago.
So what if you're Joe Douglas, right? Rich Cimini also talked about how this is the first time that Joe Douglas will see Zach Wilson throw in person. They've watched plenty of tape on him. They still have to go through medicals with him. He's got the shoulder surgery. They want to check on all that stuff. They'll do that stuff in a couple of weeks. But how do you play this out? Because I kind of feel like Mort's looking at it like, if, and I don't know what you could possibly do.
Reset the clock. So you're trying to, yeah, what are you going to do?
Like, so right. So,
ooh, but, are you going to throw it through? Like, you're going to hit the goalpost from the other 20? I want you to hit the goalpost from the opposite 20 twice. I want you to go right down. I want to paint some dots on a goalpost, and I want you to hit the crossbar. Bang,
but that
bang,
does
bang,
happen.
Bang.
That does happen, though,
it
man.
It does. It does.
You know, that's it why does. Where it's like, he's wearing a glove. Oh, my God, he's wearing a glove. Oh, what are we going to do? Why is he wearing a glove? He can't throw. Then there's that. Then there's, like, the other one where it's like, he was on his knees, and he threw it 70 yards. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're trying to pick a scab? That's Kyle Bowler. Kyle Bowler threw it in like, oh, wow. Like, listen, well, the next time, guess what? If you're being touched and you're on a knee, you're down. So the play's over. So, like, I don't want you practicing being on your damn knee throwing the ball. How about that?
It's crazy, but it's true. So if you're Joe Douglas and you're there at the pro day,
yep.
What would you do? How would you play this up?
Oh, man, listen, I'm about to say, man, listen, with all due respect, this dude's a yellow jacket guy, man. I can't believe this guy's so awesome. So as he's throwing, man, I'm sitting over there, man, sitting there. Call me. I'm putting heart emojis. I'm doing scripted Instagram things, like when you open it up and like it's like a celebration. All the hearts pop up. Like, so I got a picture of him, and then somebody I send it to somebody. And it comes poof, and it's like hearts. Like, I'm in love. All that kind of stuff, man. This is the time of disinformation, right? You want to make sure that you can maybe get somebody, right? We saw Shanahan do that a couple of years ago. Had no intentions on taking a player that I forgot who was behind him were taking. I think it was for Nick Bosa. And he basically got a whole haul for him. So this is what I believe Joe Douglas should do. I think he could do. Now, if he do it, I don't know. It's because sometimes owners get involved. But if he just uses his football acumen, I think he would see that the best value and the best way to secure that you can get a win and have a successful season is to play with Sam Darnold and move down and give yourself options to make the decision next year after you've seen him in that system.
So you play this thing up like you love him. Oh. You walk by and like, yo, good job today. You pat him on the back. You know, you should give him that little like, yo, I'll call you. We'll call you. We'll talk.
You go get the matching airbrush Zach Attack jean jackets like Don King with the Only in America.
Right. Tell the social media to play up, put up pictures of him in green and all that stuff. QB1? QB1? Like the Bears did. Like the Bears did with Andy Dalton.
How the hell is Andy Dalton QB1 when Nick Foles has accomplished more than he has and he's still on the roster?
I mean, Andy Dalton was also a starter, too. Anyway, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Barbara, got some calls. You want to talk to the people?
Let's talk to the people.
Let's talk to the people. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go first to Richard in Dallas. Richard.
Yo.
Yo.
What up?
Hey, what's up, Bart? Hey, so I was about to agree with you on the if Joe Douglas was smart, you would trade out of that pick, build some draft capital, look at the prospect of getting Russell Wilson next year because he wants to be on the trade. He wants to be traded. So you build your line, give him some attractive options to throw to, and then if Sam Darnold has a mediocre, somewhat successful year, you can still get a second or third for Sam Darnold and still keep building off that draft capital.
Right, absolutely. You definitely can trade Sam Darnold if he balls out, but you got to put him in a situation where he can shine. So that's why I say that you go with him as your starter, because your options really begin next year, whether you want to decide to sign Sam Darnold or move down and package picks that you got from him and try and get a veteran or get a great quarterback like Deshaun Watson, like Russell Wilson. Or do you want to just kind of, you know, if you take Zach Wilson, then now you're saying, okay, we're rebuilding. So what is that saying to the guys like Carl Lawson, and you got a rookie quarterback and you know how to the pieces around him? Did you tell them that we're rebuilding? I think they told the free agents that they signed so far that, hey, we're trying to build something. You know, not that we're about to start rebuilding with this draft that we started last year, and you're just phase two of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it, but I still would play up any interest at two just to generate as much as you can. And then if you feel like we're still comfortable going this way, you get a lot. I mean, there'll be a big market for that two pick. There's no doubt about it. The Jets control the draft. Isn't that true?
The Jets control
the draft because nothing starts until the number two pick. We already know what's going to happen at one. So really, they are in control. Everybody's going to want that two pick if this kid looks like the goods. And if they feel like, well, he's not that good, we'd rather get as much picks as we can and worry about, you know, getting – we'll see if Sam can be the guy. So this is why it makes it – all eyes are on the Jets, all eyes on Florham Park and what Joe Douglas is going to do at number two. So we'll continue with the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Plenty more to get to. Back into the NBA conversation we will go as well. And I have a question. Can you name a superstar that has fallen off as fast as we've seen Russell Westbrook fall off? What we saw last night was just an example of a player that once I thought would be a franchise changer if you traded for him, and now I'm like, thank God they didn't trade for him. What has happened to him, and is there any other example like it? Because it is pretty remarkable to see how far things have gone. So we'll get to all that, but first, Bart, you ready?
Let's do it. Hammer time. Right. It's Friday.
Here's Bart with
Draft Fridays. We ain't messing around on Fridays.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Han, ESPN Radio, Alan Han, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Bart, you did the math for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Call or click today. Find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Before we get back to the calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So at the trade deadline, there were some names that we thought would, especially throughout the last couple of weeks, Kyle Lowry did not go anywhere. Another name was Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's name was in the rumors for a long time of, you know, all he has to do is just ask to be traded. You know, he doesn't end up getting moved. And the Wizards didn't really want to move him, and he didn't make much of a big deal. No, I'm fine. I'm happy here. I'm good here. At least that's what he kept saying. So the trade deadline passes. The Wizards play the Knicks for a second time in 3 days, right? They played that weird series
of back-to-back games. It's hard to play somebody back-to-back.
It is. It gets uncomfortable. So the game, by the way, for the most part, was ugly. The Knicks were terrible for about three quarters. They were down by 17 in the third quarter and then had an unbelievable fourth where they scored 39 points, and they end up winning the game, 106-102. At the Garden, they moved to 23-22. R.J. Barrett, by the way, for the third pick overall in a draft, we only talk about the two firsts. R.J. Barrett had a big boy pants game. He was the reason, the catalyst. 24 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, huge plays down the stretch. He was fantastic when Julius Randle was really off his game. But that's just a small part of the story. The bigger part of the story, and there's two of them, I'll give you one, is Bradley Beal. But he was 8-for-23, 2-for-7 from three. He just had an awful game. He didn't look right. I mean, I know he had 26 points, But when you watched him, like, he wanted no part of the physicality. He made a couple of shots early and then just was in a slump, couldn't make any shots, couldn't do anything. And then after the game, he said something that if you were somebody that was saying Bradley Beal needs to get traded, you're going to just facepalm when you hear him after the game. Take a listen to this.
Nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes to keep beating the same dead horse. You know, you get frustrated, you get mad. I keep pushing. I keep duking it out. You know, eventually you run out of games. I said that tonight. You know, we can't, you know, playing hard doesn't win you games. You know, we're supposed to do that. You got to start playing smarter, closing out games better. A lot of that falls on me, so I got to get my head out of my ass, be better.
Falls on you.
He's blaming himself.
That's what great leaders do, but come on, man. Russell Wilson, like I said, Russell Wilson. I'd rather take Russell Wilson right now to ball than Russell Westbrook, man. This dude is all over the place, man. And, like, his skills are deteriorating right before our eyes so
kinda
fast.
Sad.
And he's becoming a really cheapened version of what he used to be at his apex, right? Like, you think about Carmelo. He's aged like a fine wine. Dwayne Wade, you know,
he's aged into a new role, right?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, now with that massive contract, like, you got – now, at this point, who would you rather have now? Would you rather have Wall? Would you rather have – it's not even close, right? You wouldn't even say it's not even close.
John Wall, you mean?
Yeah, John Wall, right? It's not even close. Like
Westbrook in this game, Bart, he had 13 points. He had 18 rebounds and 9 assists. He almost had a triple-double, right? When you see that.
But
you know what else he had? He had 8 turnovers. He was 3 for 15 from the field. 0 for 5 from 3. Russ, stop shooting.
Man, they need to put red light up. We used to have this thing with Mark, right, where he wasn't – before the game. Yeah, Sanchez, where he couldn't throw, we put up the green or the red. Man, he needs to just have red. As soon as he get behind that the three-point line, he come down, yep, you would boom. And you make somebody with red hair hold it up like Scott Scalabrine. Hold it up. No! Stop!
So think about this.
Call a timeout every time you're about to pull up from the three. Not timeout. Are you?
Westbrook was 0 for 8 in the second half. It was the second most attempts in a half without a make in his career. But he also had 6 fouls. In the second half, he fouls out of the game.
Guards?
6 fouls in the second half, and he didn't make a shot. you realize that hasn't happened in the last 25 years in a half? Nobody's done that before.
A guard got 6 fouls in a half.
Yeah. And the way he was fouling, too, like, it was like Bart Scott going after quarterbacks fouls. Like,
he was the guy to Don Chaney sit out there.
You feel it. It's just very bizarre. Again, a bizarre performance by him. And that's why I asked the question, 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also answer on the Bart and Han Twitter handle. Is there another star that has dropped off? Like, this guy was an MVP. He averaged a triple-double. He was one of the best players in the league for a long time. And yet, the drop-off for him has been quick and swift. Like, it blew my mind. I can't think of a player that was at the height that he was at in his career to just plummet to where he is right now. Can you think of anyone in any other sport that has done this?
It's a cautionary tale, right? To me, it's a cautionary tale, right? I can think of two, right? I can remember when Sean Alexander was the MVP. He was on the cover of Madden.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he was out of the league. And it wasn't because he was old. It's because he just was horrible. It's just like he just fell off the face of the earth. And then, like, recently, you can make this argument for Cam Newton. I know you want to say, hey, it's health, but Cam Newton went from that Super Bowl and MVP with the Broncos to not really playing well, being injured for 2 years. Last year was a horrible year, and if he can't turn around this year, he's going to be on that list. So for me, I would say two, just out of the football realm, I would say Sean Alexander and Cam Newton. I wonder if anybody else got some more, let us know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cam Newton is a very interesting one, right? MVP, Super Bowl, and then what we saw last year and then the injuries affecting him. Just not the same player, no doubt about it. We got time for a couple of calls here. Let's get back to the conversation with you at 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's see. Let's go to you want NBA or do you want Jets and Sam Darnold and the number
I
two
pick? I
won't.
Whatever.
Come
just
on,
close
man.
Your eye, push.
Close
NBA,
my eyes.
NBA. Yeah, because NBA is fresh right now.
All right, let's do that. We'll go Mel in Jersey. What's up, Mel?
Okay, what up, guys?
What's happening?
So I like what I seen yesterday with the trade. All the point guards that the Boston Celtics have now, y'all might could dream of one. Dr. Rui, he really been carrying Orlando on his back. Aaron Gordon haven't been around a lot. So, you know, a work home. And Aaron Gordon, man, the last team I wanted to see him go to was the Denver Nuggets. They coach well. They got a lot of talent. And, man, they're going to be real spooky now, you know?
Well, we'll see. I think Jokic, we'll see if Jokic can unlock him as like a cutter. But first of all, Orlando's well coached too. Steve Clifford can coach. So it's not a coaching issue in Orlando when it comes to Aaron Gordon.
He said the availability. He said he has been available, and you think about Markez Fultz,
that injury.
He's injured again. And, you know, they just haven't had their team together. You know, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Gordon can be unlocked. And also when you think about Gordon bringing JaVale McGee as well. So you got guys that if they just get on the edges and Murray can hit them, or Jokic can get him and facilitate pick and roll, pick and pop, and, you know, let Murray be able to kind of spot up somewhere. It'd be awesome. And that's going to be interesting to watch. You know, I don't know if this is enough to elevate them, but it definitely should elevate them to that secure second kind of level in the West, right? Because we're going to say maybe it's the Lakers and
Clippers.
Lakers, Clippers, then it drops off to Utah. Yeah, Utah.
You think that's going to be a debate if Utah is in that top tier, or are we not buying it? They have regular season dominance.
We just got to see it, right? Because we've seen the Phoenix Suns, you know, with D'Antoni. We've seen them win a lot of games in the regular season. We've seen Houston win a lot of games in the season. That doesn't always translate when you have to play the good teams in a series.
No question about it. All right, well, keep the calls rolling at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also can reach us at Bart and Han on the Twitter handle. You know, like, here's one, HL Man 55, Albert Haynesworth. Played amazing for the Titans, signed with Washington, and dropped off the earth. But that was more by choice.
Yeah, he was by choice because, remember, he would have those down seasons when his contract wasn't up. And then when he was trying to get franchised, he ball out, then he chill. When he got franchised. So that's why I don't understand why Washington realized that he was the one that was supposed to, you know, that he was going to shut it down. Everybody knew he was going to shut it down because they knew he played when he wanted to. He played hard when he felt like it.
What a story that was. Barton Hahn brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. So as we continue with your calls, also checking in on the Dallas Cowboys, because Dak Prescott now in the fold and Mike McCarthy was doing cartwheels. It's where he was doing them when he got the news that has some people wondering about, well, what's the actual situation there with Dallas. We'll explain. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. Wait a minute. You have... I stopped myself. I see it. It took me a second. We will get to everything. And right now, Bart has this from HelloFresh.
Man, shout out to HelloFresh for sending me some meals, too. You know what I mean? I hate cooking, you know, get some time off for the wife. But I tell you what, stop eating the same old... Stop eating the same old every night and change things up a little bit with HelloFresh. They're America's number one meal kit for a reason. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes with high-quality ingredients picked at the peak of their ripeness. It's also 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper, than a restaurant meal. Without sacrificing the quality, according to Zagat Dining Survey, go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use code BART12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping for a limited time only. That's HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use code BART12 for 12 free meals. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
All eyes on you, Bart.
Yes, sir. And I say sit up, Bart. Sit up.
Bart and Han. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Goodyear, celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. Getting some great tweets. We have some calls lining up. We'll get to all that stuff. There's one about Russ. Brian B. Smith, 2250, respectfully disagrees our take on Russell Westbrook, saying that he's fallen off. He said he's averaging 21-10, 9.8. You know, if averaging a triple-double is falling off, sign me up.
Okay.
But I just said, like, and I'm a big fan of Russ's. I'm the idiot that's like, oh, the Knicks should trade for this guy. And I mean, it would have been a disaster if they did. But you look at the eye test, his impact on winning just is not what it was 2 years ago.
And his game doesn't age well. And that gives us a cautionary tale to Zion out there that you better get some skills, you know, and be able to, you know, we look at his shot chart. It's all inside like he's Wilt Chamberlain before they made the 3 second rule. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to figure something out because, you know, all great players, if you lose that ability to jump and shoot over everybody. That's why we see MJ develop the turnaround. It wasn't because he wanted to work on his jumper. It's because he failed to have the ability to continue to consistently keep going by people, and it was taking too much energy out when he can just grab the ball, turn around, and rest and be able to just shoot over everybody. Kobe developed the same thing. Let's see if Zion and some of these young guys like Zion and Ja Morant increases their shooting game because that's what that ages a lot better.
Yeah, and you know, again, we'll continue this conversation. There's a lot more. There's some other suggestions that we'll get to in a moment. Bobby Marks going to join us on the other side of the hour to talk more NBA trade deadline and winners and losers and explanations and everything else. And we'll ask him this question certainly as well. But on the football side of things, listen to what Mike McCarthy said about when after Dak Prescott re-signed with the team, was staying with the team. This is what he said and where he was.
I was in Florida when the deal was finally completed. It's a lot easier to do cartwheels on the sand, I'd say that. Rich is having a hell of a visual over there right now, but I was obviously very excited. I think that he is definitely the keystone of moving forward as a football team. So I was very excited about that, and you know, he was just finishing up his workout out on the field, you know, as I walked in here. So he's making progress and he's on course, and yeah, I'm excited about year two of the offense because, you know, frankly, in a lot of ways we feel like we didn't really get to have year one. So we're excited about what we can do this year with a healthy offense.
So, Bart, the fact that he wasn't at the press conference, does that concern you at all? That is weird that he was at a beach while this was going on.
I mean, he could have took a paddle boat and kind of got there in the time he was sitting there in Florida. He definitely is kind of weird. And I wonder if him and Dak could have a conversation because he expects to have the support of his head coach.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bobby Marks coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.